This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We do economic indicators, economic statistics, economic reports a lot on this program, and we get it. Sometimes it can all be a little much. Good thing, then, that we've got a series tailor-made for that dilemma. Your questions, our answers, a little thing we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's query comes to us from Melanie Cost Young. She's in Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm wondering which regularly reported economic data are the most reliable predictors of future economic performance.
With the necessary caveat that past performance is no guarantee of future results, here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
As a proud economy nerd, I love Melanie's question. And there is a lot of economic data to wade through.
Really strong jobs report just moments ago.
CPI year on year coming in 2.2%, bang in line with estimates and higher.
January's numbers come in lower. The net is a loss of 15,000.
So what matters most? I asked some of my go-to economists. Betsy Stevenson served as chief economist in the Labor Department under President Obama. She now teaches at the University of Michigan. Which stats does she check on a more or less daily basis?
There are 10 really important ones.
So here they are. Gross domestic product, gross domestic income.
Non-farm payrolls, the unemployment rate, initial unemployment claims. So those are the weekly claims.
Consumer and business confidence.
Inflation, looking at the CPI, employment cost index.
And finally, the S&P 500. Now, you might have noticed that four of Stevenson's top stats track employment or the likelihood that businesses will hire. Those measures are important because when people have jobs and can find jobs easily, it drives more consumer spending, home construction, auto production, vacation travel. But Stevenson says the monthly job numbers and unemployment rate tend to be lagging indicators. They take a while to catch up to how well or poorly the economy's actually doing.
So even when things start slowing down, you know, people like their employees, they don't immediately start laying people off. They think, well, gee, there's a chance things might turn out well.
Brad McMillan, chief investment officer at Commonwealth Financial Network, puts the various employment reports at the top of his stat list, too, along with consumer confidence. But McMillan says when you hear the jobs report, don't focus on the short term.
We get a lot of headlines on the month-to-month numbers. They don't matter as much. What matters is the change on a year-to-year basis. When that drops below about 2 million, it signals we have trouble ahead.
Employers have added more than 2.3 million jobs in the past 12 months. I asked labor economist Aparna Matter at the American Enterprise Institute how she tracks the economy's performance. She pays close attention to wage growth, long-term unemployment, and labor underutilization. That's people working part-time because they can't find full-time jobs. And she wants to know more about the spread of labor-saving technology.
We have studies suggesting that robots are replacing workers in certain industries at a fast pace. So if I could look ahead to the future of work, then I would try to construct some measure of job displacement through automation.
That's an economic statistic we don't have yet. Stay tuned. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We need your questions for this whole thing to work, so hook us up. About what, business and economics-wise, have you always wondered? Let us know at marketplace.org.